the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
We look forward to the challenge of playing the Chargers. We know they're a heck of a football team, and we always have great battles against them. And so, again, we love bringing them here to Arrowhead. We know it'll be loud and an exciting atmosphere. So we're preparing ourselves as we speak here to get ready for that Thursday night game.
Coach Andy Reid is ready for the game tonight. Chiefs versus Chargers in a big, big, big early season matchup going down at GEHA Field at Arrowhead tonight. And a few notes that you need to have if you're going to the game. Parking lots open at 2:30, and full 35 and 70 are going to be treacherous in the afternoon. The traffic report for the Playmaker Show is going to be can't miss radio. So if you usually travel around 70 and 435 near the Truman Sports Complex around 5 o'clock or so, please avoid that area at all costs, if you can. And it's a big deal tonight because it is the first Amazon Prime Thursday game. And of course they had to do it big at the best stadium in the world. And if you're wondering where you're going to be able to see the game if you don't have Amazon Prime, don't worry, KSHB 41's got your back. They'll be simulcasting the game, so check your Kansas City listings and whatever streaming platform you got. It's for sure to be a big game, big atmosphere, so we got to bring big energy tonight, Chiefs Kingdom. I cannot wait for this game to kick off. We got to smack these Chargers, y'all. Coming up in the shade, one of Nick Cannon's million baby mothers came out and broke her silence on their relationship. Find out what she had to say in the shade coming up in about 12 minutes.
Test two, baby.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
624 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Right now, you are clear at 65 in KCK. Nick Cannon announced last night that he welcomed his 11th child with model Lanisha Cole. She posted a pic of herself and Nick with their baby girl in the delivery room.
You're not my dad!
Onyx Ice Cole Cannon. I like that name. The baby train don't stop for Nick. He is also expecting two more children this year with Abby De La Rosa and Brittany Bell. More broken homes. That's just what I see.
Technically speaking, we all know about each other. It's just, how much do you want to know? During this pregnancy, I'm monogamous by choice. I'm monogamous by choice, and that's very important for me to state. But if a connection comes, and it doesn't necessarily have to be sex, and I think that's what everybody always thinks is, oh my God, you guys are having one big orgy. And it's like, actually, no, it's actually quite the opposite, and it's beautiful.
That was the voice of Abby De La Rosa, who is currently pregnant with Nick Cannon's child. I see Nick Cannon coming on TV and asking for everybody for a whole lot of prayer in the next several years. According to sources, Tory Lanez appeared in court yesterday for his criminal trial on charges that he opened fire on Megan Thee Stallion. A judge granted his request to delay the trial date because his lawyer is in the middle of handling another case. Meanwhile, Megan's ex-best friend Kelsey Nicole was brought in to speak with the judge. She was told to return to court on December 9th under a subpoena from prosecutors. And the judge also said that Kelsey must remain on standby as a possible prosecution witness following jury selection, which will take place on December 5th.
The stories that have lingered in the Chicago area about R. Kelly, we now have a verdict. And R. Kelly is guilty on 6 of these counts. Kelly could be sentenced up to 90 years for these 6 counts. And it is possible that Kelly could be told to serve that time on top of the 30 years he is already serving.
Each of the child pornography charges carries a minimum of 10 years in prison. While Kelly was found guilty, two of his alleged co-conspirators, Daryl McDavid and Milton June Brown, were both acquitted on all charges. It took the jury a total of 11 hours of deliberation before reaching a verdict. This is the second time that Kelly has been convicted in the past year after being sentenced to 30 years of federal prison in New York back in June.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Go broad in your experience, but not at the expense of going deep. Just because you visited some particular place or participated in some unique activity doesn't mean you're done with them for good. Many things are better the second, third and 15th time. You don't have to get in a rut, but neither do you have to abandon what was once fulfilling to go chasing every new thing. Repetition can deepen the value of positive experiences. You'll find extraordinary, irreplaceable benefit in enduring relationships with people, places, interests, and activities. It's great to be adventurous and explore all sorts of different things, but what's not so great is to seek out shallow, exotic experiences just so you can say you've done them. There's a big difference between getting off the cruise ship for a few hours and spending a couple of weeks at the destination. Lengthy visits, repeated conversations, deep dives into specific subjects all add dimension to life that cannot be attained from a crowded schedule. If it works, if it's beautiful, pleasant, inspiring, fulfilling, do it again. It's very likely to become even more so. Growth looks good on you. That's your Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door. Now it's stuck. And you can be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids because I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break. It's a must. Getting ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door, now it's stuck. And you can be whoever long as you ain't giving up. Hey. Getting ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them have a good break. It's a must.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. You tune in and turned up to the Morning Grind. Max Sauce in the building holding the town down. 6:54 today, look for highs in the upper 80s. Brilliant sunshine for tonight's game at GEHA Field. Right now, you're partly cloudy at 69 on the east side. This week's feature school is Dobbs Elementary. And today's Morning Grind teacher of the day is Mrs. Jessica Fishman, teaching fourth grade. She's been in education for 8 years now, wanting to show students that they can reach their dreams with hard work and have a safe environment to do so. Her favorite quote to her students is, "Your future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow." And Miss Fishman's song to get her going during the day is Friends in Low Places. Take a bow, Miss Jessica Fishman from Dobbs Elementary. You are today's Morning Grind Teacher of the Day. Always taking the time to salute our educators, providing the future for our youth on a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
If you're listening to me right now, it's official. I am one of the biggest Chiefs fans that you know. Definitely top five, to say the least. Well, I may not have nothing on a man named Kirk Herman. Kirk Herman has been officially given a Guinness World Record designation for the size of his collection of Kansas City Chiefs memorabilia, listed at 1,100 items.
The toughest part was I had to send lots of pictures of just everything I have together, but I had to do a video of me counting everything. I mean, basically just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to the end. But I also had to have three witnesses. I had to have an elected official, a police officer, and a chief subject matter expert.
Now, I don't have that much, not 1,100. I got something close to that, depending on what you think close is.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
But I would like to have a Kansas City Chiefs trivia challenge with Mr. Kirk Herman to see who knows better, ultimately. Herman said it took a lot of time and effort to approve the authenticity of his collection. I know it did, and they probably needed me in there to verify some of that Chief stuff. I don't know. You might have been visiting the bootleg man over there on Paseo in Cleveland.
You are a hater.
Coming up in the shade, I'll tell you what popular show Will Smith is reportedly banned from. I got the scoop coming up in 12 minutes on The Morning Grind.
Now, it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s, sunny skies, and beautiful. Right now, you are clear at 65 in KCK.
I should be able to say what I want to say up here. Mm-hmm. On stage, I'm doing stand-up. You know what you paid to come see?
Right.
You knew that before you came in the building. When Will Smith smacked Chris, I was hurt. Yeah. Not just to see a black man smack another black man on the biggest stage in the world. But that, you opened the door for people to think, oh, so if I say something about your wife, you could come up here and you can't do that. You couldn't do that to Richard Pryor or George Carlin.
That was the voice of Tracy Morgan, who thinks free speech is being threatened for comedians like him. And in other news, Will Smith has reportedly been banned from Saturday Night Live since attacking Chris Rock at the Oscars. Which makes sense, you know, because Chris Rock was a former cast member of SNL. And then for Tracy Morgan, who is another ex-castmate from SNL coming out and speaking out, I'm pretty sure there have been some backdoor conversations been happening about this whole situation. Nicki Minaj has sued a blogger and podcaster known as Nosy Garden Tool, I can't say that other word, whose name is Marley Green, after she released a video claiming that Minaj was, I'll just let you have a listen.
Shoveling all this cocaine up her nose. Allegedly. Thank you. Allegedly. But we all know it's true. Listen, I can't even say allegedly with that, because we know it's true. I'm not saying allegedly on that. Nicki Minaj is a cokehead. We all see it. Her husband is a rapist. We all saw that. I covered that for weeks. Weeks of covering the Surviving the Petty story.
Minaj's legal team has also said that Green made vile comments about her one-year-old son. Now, come on now. We can't involve kids in this. That's where, to me, personally, the line has been drawn, and she crossed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
She's black.
Oh, man, how amazing that is. You can be the coldest thug in Kansas City from the 50s or from the 12s or whatever, or from KCK, and that's still got to touch your heart. Come on now. That was following the release of the teaser trailer for the live-action version of Disney's The Little Mermaid. And, parents of young black girls are posting videos across social media of their children's reactions to seeing Halle Bailey as Ariel. It's beautiful to see true excitement in seeing someone on a screen who looks like you.
What people have to understand is that this is a beautiful opportunity for young people to see themselves in a situation and in a way in which they have not before.
That was Angelique Jackson of Variety speaking about the movie's impact on society, and I can't agree more. Society is really changing before our eyes, y'all. Representation is definitely a big deal.
Out of the sea, wish I could be.
Shut up, Brian.
A new study offers an unprecedented look at the growing online scam crisis in America, as a record $6.9 billion was lost to online scams in 2021, up from $3.5 billion in 2019. The amount lost has nearly doubled since the start of the global pandemic. Now, Missouri is the number 25 most scam state, losing $61 million in 2021, almost 10,000 victims. The average victim in Missouri lost a staggering $5,500 last year. Oh, Lord, can't afford that. Romance, cryptocurrency, and investment scams are skyrocketing and are highly sophisticated. Highly educated people, as well as large corporations, are increasingly being scammed, and teens are now losing money at a higher rate than any other age group, including seniors. That's crazy, because the kids have grown up up in this environment. So you would think, you know, that they have a better eye to look out for that. Now, here's a couple more tidbits. Money lost online scams has doubled since COVID-19. 75% of romance scams victims are college educated. Y'all gotta be smarter than that. Middle and lower class Americans make up 84% of romance scam victims. Tech savvy teens, y'all saw the largest increase in money loss and the cryptocurrency thing. I can understand why that's skyrocketing, because you don't know if it's going up or down. You don't even know if that thing is legit or not right now. But here are five tips, y'all. Five tips to avoid being scammed. Do not give money to anyone you've never met in person. Come on, y'all. We stingy anyway. We know about that. Do not give out personal information if you have never met them in person. I think that's kind of like common sense, but okay. Perform a reverse search using photos, emails, phone numbers, and addresses to verify the person or entity you are speaking to online is who they say they are. Five big red flags include poor grammar. We see that before. Refusing to video chat, being in the military, working overseas, asking to be paid in gift cards or cryptocurrency. And the last tip, use a password manager to create many passwords, so if one has been compromised, the rest of the accounts are protected.
How about those trees?
Hot 103 Jams.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
Let's say happy birthday to our trustworthy, organized, and compulsive Virgos. I love y'all. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Today is Prince Harry's 38th birthday. Tom Hardy turns 45. Tommy Lee Jones turns 76. And Pete Carroll, head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, today is his 71st birthday. And you already know we got to take it to the crib to wish some of our people in KC some happy birthdays. Natasha Martin, Samantha Kay, and Shantez Harden, happy birthday. Shakira Drydell, Marcus Smith, and Stanley Williams, happy birthday. Nicole Strauss, a.k.a. DJ Ice Cold. Debari Johnson, Terry Brooks, and Ryan Garvey, happy birthday. Aisha Palmer, Siobhan Caldwell, and Mike Farrar, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Kiana Turner Lewis and everybody else born on September 15th. Turn up, Virgos. It's your day. Celebrate.
Hey. Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The morning grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Gina.
Damn, Gina.
Gina, I don't have no money.
No. All right, let's go.
We bottle popping. You blocking. Told the girl you rap, but your CD flopping. Say you're getting money, man. We ain't seen nothing. No, your girl is persistent. She ain't stopping. Man, she say she want to.
Hood. I keep the perp by the pan. Trust ain't bucking. Y'all know we run a town. Hood. I guess.
I wanted you to keep going. I was getting hyped. Oh, man. You going to the That's coming up next weekend at Cable Dom Arena. Corey Holcomb, Gary Owen, Carlos Miller, Tony Baker, Tony Rock, and Ryan Davis. Plus, you got yourself registered for a chance to get $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas. All right?
All right.
You go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you up.
Hey, morning grind. High 103G.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash. $500 in cash.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills. Chasing dollar bills.
Dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.